I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The U.S. Supreme Court earlier this month struck down the Trump administration-era ban on rapid-fire rifle bump stocks. Details when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Supreme Court two Fridays ago decided that bump stocks are no longer illegal under federal law. State bans, including Minnesota's, remain in place. The High Court's Republican majority found that the Trump administration overstepped when it banned bump stocks. Opponents of the devices say they allow a rate of fire comparable to automatic weapons or so-called machine guns. The Trump administration decision came after a gunman in Las Vegas in 2017 attacked a country music festival with semi-automatic rifles equipped with bump stocks. The gunman fired more than 1,000 rounds into the crowd, wounding hundreds and killing dozens of people. The 6-3 Supreme Court majority opinion, written by Clarence Thomas, found that the Trump administration was wrong to declare that bump stocks transformed semi-automatic rifles into illegal machine guns because, Thomas wrote, each trigger depression in rapid succession still only releases one shot. Following the ruling, President Joe Biden called on Congress to reinstate the ban imposed under his political foe. Trump's campaign team expressed support for the ruling. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.